Well, guys, apparently men are just better at everything than women. Apparently men actually know more about being a woman than actual women. Because we have definitely seen these woke media companies out there glorify trans. Men, we do not know what it's actually like to be a woman. Why? Because we're not women. We're just built differently. We are biologically different than women. And I believe I've done a video similar in the past to where this other media company actually named a biological man Woman of the Year. And women, you guys got to speak out more on this stuff. If you guys don't start speaking up on this stuff, then you're going to get wiped out in everything. Sports, modeling, politics, everything. You will have nothing. But the vast majority of women seem to be silent. Now, maybe some people don't know exactly what's going on, but people definitely got to wake up. Women, your spaces are definitely being invaded by biological men that are identifying as women. In this case, we actually have a state lawmaker that's been actually named by USA Today as Woman of the Year. Now, USA Today pits a quote-unquote woman from every state for this award. And now, they just gave it to a biological man. Look here, guys, on the post-millennial. Woman of the Year, trans-identified male lawmaker who advocates for child sex changes. Honored by USA Today. Now, the only reason why that this person is actually being named Woman of the Year is because not only is he actually going out there saying he's trans and identifies as a woman, but this part right here, they want your children. In the mainstream media, they are going along with this madness right here because it is madness, the stuff that they want to do to children. This is sickening. This is disgusting. Let's read this, guys. USA Today has honored a trans-identified male who advocates for children to have access to experimental sex changes as Woman of the Year for the state of Minnesota. Lee Fink, who became the first transgender legislator appointed to the Minnesota House of Representatives in November, was selected as part of USA Today's project to honor, quote, local and national heroines who make a positive impact in their communities every day. What positive impact is Lee Fink making out there? When you call for the mutilation of children's body parts, that is not doing something noble right there. That is doing something evil. But USA Today, I guess I'm not really surprised that they did this. Fink, who is a male who began presenting as a member of the opposite sex in 2017 and has since dedicated much time and energy to campaigning for transgender rights with a focus since becoming an elected official on ensuring that minors have access to experimental and irreversible medical sex change procedures. Now, guys, one clip that's been going around social media is actually a Jazz Jennings, biological male, who apparently came out and said, hey, I'm a girl at two, even though the kid's a biological male and the parents enabled all of this. And now Jazz Jennings has so many crazy health issues. Jazz Jennings is way, way, way overweight. Also, chopped the sausage off, but they had problems because the kid never actually went through puberty. Because Jazz Jennings was actually on these puberty blockers. I'm not even blaming Jazz Jennings. I'm blaming the parents for doing this. Yeah, this is sick stuff, man. And Lee Fink wants kids to actually go through this. Now, look at this. This is what Lee Fink actually put out right here on Twitter. Today, USA Today released their Woman of the Year project, picking one woman to represent each state, and they have selected me as Woman of the Year for Minnesota. Unbelievable. And the comment section holds no mercy. They don't hold back on Lee Fink. Now, look at this here. One comment here says, went to graduate school, opened a very successful business in a male-dominated field, awful periods, sexism, worked my way to the top, societal pressure on actual women. You are not a woman. Next comment. This is offensive to women. The idea that a male is superior to an actual Woman of the Year. You have simply taken an honor that should have gone to a woman, and you are proud of it. Disgusting, actually. Next comment here. Misogynistic slap in the face to all women by exalting a man wearing a dress and lipstick. Are you saying men do better, do women better than do women? Research profit declines of corporations show who showcase men dressed as women in their ads. Trans is 0.4% or 0.04% of the population. You've been had. Yeah, this comment section over here on Twitter, not holding back. This one here says, but you are not a woman. You are trans. This is outrageous. No disrespect, but you should be ashamed of taking actual women's accomplishments. Is this the patriarchy I hear so much about? Obviously it is. I mean, USA Today should be ashamed of themselves for doing this. I'm pretty sure they could have found one actual real woman to give this award to. You mean to tell me they couldn't find one real woman in Minnesota? Not one. This is a virtue signal right here. This is a virtue signal by USA Today. They probably intended the whole time that they wanted to find a trans person to actually give this Woman of the Year award to. Women, you should be insulted by this. And you should actually be even more insulted that this person, a biological man, wants experimental drugs pumped into your children that could actually cause a bunch of harm to their bodies, could actually stunt their growth, could actually affect their mental capacity. I really do feel bad for Jazz Jennings. That kid, which is an adult now, I believe 20 years old, has problems. And those problems aren't going to go away. I mean, that clip on Jazz Jennings is very, very disturbing because Jazz Jennings, since the kid doesn't have the man parts anymore, has to dilate every day for the rest of his life. The rest of your life. Why? Because that's pretty much a wound. It's not real. It's not real. You shouldn't be doing that to kids. But Joe Biden, crazy Democrats, they want to do that. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.